Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show, Friday. How y'all doing? Everybody having a good time? Fantastic. Great to have you with us on the Mike O'Mara Show. Friday edition, end of the week. Tough little work week. Weekend here. Fear not. Get out there and enjoy the week. Hey, a show coming up later on this afternoon, too. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? A lot of weather this week. We saw all the extremes from spring-like 70 degrees to snow squalls.
Snow squalls. What, it's snow squalls.
What is
yesterday.
The weather in Washington?
Cold this morning.
It's like 20s, wind chill factor
30s.
Very
windy, yeah.
Both of you would be aware that the city of Boston, where my sister resides, got 15 inches of snow. Yeah.
We dodged a bullet,
yeah,
Oscar.
And Maddie, the intern, went right into it because she flew up to Boston yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that my mom, God rest her soul, was intervening when I made the phone call to my sister this morning.
In what way?
She didn't answer. So my mom got in the way because I rarely do this. Because it's terrible. You could do it all the time living down here. But I was, if she picked up the phone, I was going to say, I'm curious, Kathy, it's only going to be 79 today. I'm wondering, should we go to the beach or go to the outdoor festival at the Greek Orthodox Church? Because it's a beautiful day.
You wonder why your sister hates you.
Yeah. And then she would give me the F you and she would move on. But you know what? With my sister, you never know where she's going to be.
No.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You never know where she's going to be.
I was going to say, you know what? Yeah. She said, you know, it's funny. It's also 79 degrees here in the Greek islands.
Yes.
Right? Exactly.
Sorry,
you know what she could do? She could turn around and go, have I ever told you how much wealthier I am than you?
Have you ever had grapes in Calcutta?
She could.
I have good news for you, Mike, and I'm glad you called. We just had the neighborhood heated.
We have a marvelous show for you today.
Yes, we
truly do.
Do.
We have so much. We've got our intern, Mac, who will be spotlighted
Mac
by Oscar Santana today. I'm very excited about that. And we have what is probably, to the residents of my neighborhood of Cocoonville, one of the most egregious mistakes I've ever made. And it's a mistake that is... that continues to linger. I will share it with you. But I looked at Carla. All I could say when I went into the kitchen yesterday, I said, Carla, I screwed up bad. I mean, I really screwed up bad. And I'll fix it, but there's nothing I can do. I screwed up. That's what I said. And by the way, when you hear this sound, that means I'm actually pounding on the desk because I'm making the point.
How did she react? Now, you, I mean, are all of us.
I effed up.
All of our days.
I would not believe effing.
Every one of us on this show, all of our days is just a series of small screw ups.
Not me.
Yeah.
But when you come up, of course not, Oscar, because you're blessed and perfect with your Incan heritage.
Foresight.
When you go in and you admit to a huge error like that, even in those vague terms,
it's a sign of weakness.
How does she receive it?
I apologize way too much, and it's probably not the best thing to do.
Are you sorry about that behavior?
Yeah, but you need to apologize. We all need to at times. Like, we can't just go
through. I've apologized to you. You two have apologized to me. It's happened.
We are broken individuals. We need to.
Mm-hmm. We have to apologize. This one, there was no choice. I'll explain later. However, a moment of joy.
Yes.
Right before I closed my peepers. Check that. That was first thing this morning. I see. I got this 3 hours ago.
Oh.
So I got this from gentleman. The name is Dal Goda. Does anybody know the name?
Dal Goda.
Facebook guy. Doesn't he have a cowboy hat in his?
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes,
I know the name. Yeah.
The things that you know. You know everybody on Facebook.
But I'm not very good on states and capitals. It's weird, isn't it?
But the thing, Dal Goda was, he made my morning, okay? And
how?
Pony, I'm really, really glad that you are back here because this is for you. Dal Goda, 3 hours ago, sends me this. I just saw a new Japanese anime-based video game that Pony will love. It's a shooter. So you might be able to play him as well. And the name of this particular game is called Panty Party.
Oh, my God.
All right, I am looking at it right now. Is that loud enough?
Yes, it is.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
The puns
are... All right, let me stop. What it is what I'm looking at, and I hate because it's so frantic. It's so frenetic that I have to.
That's what he likes, Mike.
Panties floating through the air that you can shoot.
What do you shoot them with?
There's Baka Panty, the Warrior of Love. I'm not
sure.
That
means
what
idiot the... panty.
Panties. Cotton panties. I know,
fancy. And it has that kind of.
This is why Japan is frowned upon. Because of this type of animation.
Because of this really bad stuff.
And it's not like they've got a great past either. There was that little incident in Hawaii.
This compounded with the aging population.
Right.
It's curtains.
Ready, fight. It looks to me like there
you can buy it at GameSpot.
Oh, this looks perfectly wholesome.
Mm. There are panties, just panties, flying all the way, all around panty
Some of them
party.
Have eyes, yes?
I can't tell. Some of them have little ribbons, I think.
I'm going to go out on a ledge.
Limp. Oh, and you shoot the panties.
On a ledge.
Limp.
Because I want to jump off the top of this
That's
building.
Panty party.
Mike, while fascinating... Mm-hmm. And just like when
it's a curio, Mike. It is an Asian curio.
Yeah.
Much like when we discovered bronies, the guys that like My Little Pony, that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There is a part of me that I know is not legal, but if I was some sort of IT expert and I noticed that someone at work was playing Panty Party, I would have, I would probably vet them with extreme prejudice.
Yeah, I would look at them carefully.
I would think so. You know,
do you know that it's things like this that result in Matthew Bloom's severe vitamin D deficiency? Because he never leaves his home.
He stays in a door.
Yeah, he never sees natural sunlight.
You know, the internet is a strange place, and this is what makes it stranger. Mm. But in the world of comedy, which is what I live for, I called my wife over. I was laughing out loud. Oh. I said, look at Pony's new video game, Panty Party. She rolled her eyes and walked back into the kitchen.
Have you played anything along these lines? And look, the way I feel
you're
about
asking
it.
Pony,
I'm asking Pony.
I just want to make that real
Mike,
clear.
I know you're not that guy.
Thank you very much.
Like, have you played a game like Super Terrific Rice Ball Challenge? Or?
No.
Okay.
Have you played
Panty
Party?
Is there really a game called Super Terrific Rice Ball Challenge?
No, but it sounds
because
like a good
game. You have succeeded in doing it. You've gone over the line right there if you just made that up.
You could have been Super Terrific, Pantyhose, Super Terrific.
But he had to mention Rice Ball because
Teddy, Super Terrific.
That's terrible, Rob. You understand that, right?
I would like to apologize to all people.
Right?
That's your first apology.
Yes. Do you ever look at these games and you're like,
not really. I'm not a huge fan of the Japanese games in general, just because they're so much button mashing. It's too much work.
What about the cartoons?
Yeah, do you find them appealing?
I mean, I watch the cartoons all the time.
What about the cartoons on this panty game, though?
Yes, like if you saw a panty cartoon, would you watch it?
Well, I have seen what there's a great one. Sora no Toshimono. With an entire flock of panties flying south for the winter.
Oh, these were surrounded by these perverts, Mike. Perverts.
Now, the panty, you know, we're not going to say in the American culture the panty is not unnoticed, but I will tell you, in the Japanese
culture. Whale tails, Mike, whale tails.
In the Japanese culture, is the panty something that's a source of great thrills?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me ask you this.
Very much into them.
At risk of going one step further and perhaps too far, is the panty cherished in the culture? Because I've heard people have told me that if you look at certain strains of Asian porn, they blur out certain things.
They do.
They pixelate. Yes?
Does your friend Rob Schmiewak, does he notice
Schmob,
that?
Schmob has seen it, and he wonders.
Schmob.
A form of adult entertainment with pixelation.
I've seen adult entertainment from Asia with pixelation.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder, because I'm thinking they're not really disguising it. But if you can show the panty without, you know, pixelization, is that why they're drawn to it? Because they can see it?
Well, there's some really, really, really weird rules.
Yes, I'll get to you, Oscar. I'm fascinated at this answer.
Regarding what has to be pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
Of
course, have them at home.
Oh, of course.
Yes, and a thick book.
But they're really strange things, like cockroaches have to be pixelated.
What kind of roaches?
But you can show nipples. Big cockroaches.
I'm disgusted.
Well, are you serious? The bugs have to be pixelated?
In a lot of shows, they will pixelate bugs and like gross things, but they'll show nipples.
But it's very strange. But they won't show the nasty bits in porn, right?
They can't do that at all.
What about cockroach nipples?
They can show those.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a genre.
So they will actually pixelate bugs because they don't want to freak people out?
Yeah, exactly. They're considered offensive.
You know what? I don't mind that. I don't mind that culture, a culture that, you know, doesn't want to show you bugs.
Yeah, it's going
to
be hard.
Bugs are gross.
It's not, bugs, just things like cockroaches that, like, so represent that would, mess and...
A bumblebee they could
and
show.
Dirt, oh, yeah. And filth, yeah. Right? And
exactly.
Filth. Palmetto bugs. So they'll show, like, a centipede or something.
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, they had a game about it.
Very weird.
Anybody want to guess what me and the little guy were watching today on YouTube? We watched
quite
it
the pivot,
for about
Mike.
10 minutes.
Panty party?
No, I just thought I'd throw it in there just for yeah, just for a this little scoop of sherbet right now with this disgusting conversation.
Trust me. I was sitting here, I said,
can we have a clue?
My inner monologue was, I went to
it's dangerous.
School.
It's a dangerous animal.
A dangerous animal? You looked at lions, I bet.
No.
Anteaters.
No.
Bears.
Cobras.
Oh, snakes. He's probably into snakes because of his daring rescue.
Yeah.
There was a keeper that had these cobras that I've never seen anything like it. And then I looked at him, and the thing came right up to the camera lens and went, and it looked like maybe it was defanged. Can they do that? Can they defang?
Yeah,
a
I think
cobra?
They can. Mm-hmm. Right.
You can also put them onto G.I. Joe because there is a character that represents a cobra. Mm-hmm.
Cobra Commander.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That,
so you'd be into that.
Or you could show him your health care plan.
Cobra Kai.
If you go on a cobra plan. Yeah.
I'm trying to move him off guns. I'm trying to move him off guns right now.
What about
hey, then
this?
You know what? Show him the cobra scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Because that's all whips.
Is that where he falls down into
the
pit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the well of the soul.
Or the Karate Kid with a Cobra Kai.
Oh,
that might, that might freak him out. That might freak the little guy out. In fact, Carla probably doesn't like me having him watch real cobras.
Mm-hmm. You can head out to your local roadside fireworks stand and buy some cobras.
Oh, it's a good brand of fireworks.
Fireworks. And sparklers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But getting back to sick Japanese
hold on,
porn.
Mac,
you know, this is really, really a horrifying notion, but when you... I wouldn't ever call Mac, if I had to make a list of all of Mac's traits, fast reaction time would not be among them.
No.
And as soon as you said, I want to get back to that topic, his hand went up like crazy. So he has something that he really wants to communicate.
Lay it on us.
I just
want
to add to the conversation that in Japan, they have used panty vending machines.
Thanks for helping.
Oh, my That's, God.
No, thanks for helping the
helping.
Cause, buddy.
That is
I know. It's,
no,
it's
don't
a common
put him
myth.
Down. Don't put him down when he's done good. When he's
yeah, good when for you. Done,
I would like, Rob, that perhaps could be isolated, I think. I think the audio.
Mark that pony.
The audio was good enough where I think that
he
could be
that.
He
said that like George, with James Lipton.
Yeah. Which just goes to show, Mike, if you really want a Snickers bar, make sure that you are extra careful when you hit J5. Otherwise, the wrong thing is you're going to get a tube of something that is not packed with peanuts.
Wow. See, that's really... So it really permeates the entire culture,
good
right?
choice of words.
No. Do you know what the common thread with these two guys... Where you have
Pony and
outside
don't,
of this...
Don't lump me with
this, you have this...
Does it involve the word social skills?
Both of you can rebuild and tear down a computer within an hour.
Yep.
Which makes me feel uneasy about what you do with your computers.
No. You see, Oscar, it's all about motivation. Do you know why they're disassembling the computer?
Why?
They're looking for panties.
Go ahead, you win.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Aliens and robots?
Yes, sir.
You're telling me that there is a movie company in Hollywood right now that is funded by the CIA?
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with the bikes again?
We tried to get the message upstairs, sir.
You think this is more plausible than teachers?
Yes, we do. One, there are no more foreign teachers in Iran.
And we think everybody knows Hollywood people. And everybody knows they'd shoot in Stalingrad with Pol Pot directing if it would sell tickets. There are only bad options. It's about finding the best one.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
The United States government has just sanctioned your science fiction movie.
I'm required to remind you that if you are detained, the agency will not claim you.
Barely claim me as it is.
or in case of is good.
It's just Christine. I should have brought some books to read in prison.
Nah. They'll kill you long before prison.
Thanks for the ride.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Ben Affleck.
Yes, I watched Argo again. It's pretty great.
Ben, a message from me to you, Ben Affleck. Please make more Argos.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Make more Argos. You can do it. You can. Gone Girl. I'm okay with Gone Girl. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gone Girl, not bad. The Departed, or is it The Town? The Town.
The Town.
The Town. Was that Ben Affleck?
Yes. Right? He directed and helped produced, if I'm not mistaken.
He was really invested in it.
So you put a bulletin board up. You got all of Ben Affleck's work. You got what? Probably 50-50, right?
I think that's giving him all the best of it.
But, Mike, think about his projects. As soon as he got into hot water with allegedly his nanny.
Yeah.
He started just got cash and paychecks.
Yeah, he needs the cash. Yeah.
He needs the cash. And kind of the Tiger thing, right? I mean, he gets involved with the...
Tiger had a nicer run than he did.
This is true, but Tiger right now, how many people are rooting for Tiger? Tiger ain't coming back.
No.
I'm worried
curtains.
About that. Live from the Fiber Studios in Washington, D.C., curtains. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. Growing every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by Sherry's Berries. We love Sherry's Berries. Yum. And hey, everybody, listen, it's right around the corner. There's no one like your Valentine. So this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. Here's the great thing about Sherry's Berries. Men love them. Women love them.
Yes.
Who doesn't like delicious, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping? You can't go wrong with Sherry's Berries. And only for our listeners, be a big shot. A big shot, mister.
Big shot. Hey, Mr. Big Shot.
And double your berries for only $10 more. Just go to berries.com and use the code TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. These are huge, as big as your car, strawberries that they dip in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness. They top them with chocolate chips, nuts, decorative swizzles. Oh, they're so good. Spectacular. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You know what about Ben Affleck?
What's that?
Maybe it's when he surrounds himself with good talent. Because if you look at Argo, I think the strength of it is not as much him, it's all the people that are around
him. Excuse me, Rob.
Of course.
Frankie, shut up!
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's Frankie's favorite Ben Affleck movie?
Pooping on the Sidewalk by Ben Affleck.
Coming out next fall. No, but Argo has such a great cast around him. I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah, but he did Argo. He gets credit, right?
Yeah, he
wrote,
does.
Produced, directed.
He produced it, I believe. Yeah,
he produced it, so he gets that. All right, right out of the gate, Oscar's waving his hands around today and tells me we got something really special that we should chat about, and that, of course, again, he's in studio. He's once again in the spotlight. He needs a theme song, is what he needs. I just realized that.
I think there's a song called "Soiled Panty Machine" that I can download.
Theme song could be that panty. Music.
Oh no! You don't get to. Okay. You don't get to choose your theme song.
No.
Let's right. Let's bring in. Let's bring in that. Let's bring in Matt.
Oh, God.
That's pretty good.
By the way, if you want me to translate, that translates into, yes, it's you, someone who loves panty, the warrior of low. I don't know what that means, but that's it. So, Mac, first of all, Oscar said something about Mac in his car.
Okay.
And I wouldn't necessarily want Mac around my vehicle.
I wouldn't want him around my house.
Mac, did you ever haul me anywhere? Did you ever...
Yeah, we drove you to the hotel.
Did you do a DD for me one time?
I don't think I ever did it for you. I did it multiple times for Oscar, but yeah. I don't think I ever drove you, Mike.
I remember Josh Murphy was the very first day he started as an intern.
Yeah.
He gave me
He's
a ride.
He's a good
like
DD, but he has a sloppy car. Josh has a dirty car.
Dirty car, but we had a great chat. I liked him instantaneously. It was a
Mac,
lot of fun.
Mac's rides are quiet.
Yeah.
By the way, Josh Murphy, someone who I wouldn't mind having him drop by occasionally.
Yeah, I'll drop him a line.
We're in touch. Yeah.
He's done some stuff for us that's funny online, so yeah. I'd love to see him again. That would be
Let's reach
wonderful.
Out.
I shall.
So
Adrian has DD'd for me. Adrian has a tidy car, a clean car, and he's a good conversationalist. I recommend
he's
Adrian.
He's got a new car every year.
Designated. That's... Well, he wrecks his car a lot because he's high. And then he gets a new car, so it's always nice.
So what is the deal with Mac and your car, Oscar?
Okay,
What's going
so...
on with that?
First, you should explain the car that Mac drives.
Okay, so Mac drives a 1989 CRV, which is just a nice automatic for a guy his age.
Yeah,
Honda CRV.
He drives everybody's mom's car.
Good enough to take packages around for a day on a part-time job for Amazon.
Yeah,
that was not a full day's work though.
Four hours, six hours.
No,
tops.
But he made two people have a very merry Christmas.
Mac, let me before we get into the whole car thing with Oscar. What was the deal with that? I don't think we ever really dove into that. Why did you last?
We did
such
on
a short
on a bonus
time?
Show.
All right, don't correct the host.
Okay. All right, sorry
about
that.
This is what I have to deal with all the time.
Mm-mm-mm. Long story
all right,
short.
So we did get into it on a bonus show, but remind me then. What
it
was
wasn't memorable. You told a horrible story.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't like it. You didn't like the job.
You don't like work.
It was not for me.
It was dangerous at night, Mike. It was dangerous because the lights went down and he doesn't like driving at night.
No. Although he's pale enough to glow.
You know, the UPS, your FedEx guys, all those guys that do that around the holidays. And, you know, the guys down here said it's not just the holidays. It's right after the holidays.
Yes.
It's just as bad. Yeah. So it's like for them, it's from
the
beginning of November all the way through the end of February. So just
but it wasn't for Mac because he's not a guy that does well after dark, nor is he an early riser.
It's like a gremlin.
And he also doesn't like to work during the day. So that gives you a very narrow frame where he can actually deliver a package.
He also said he's a bad turner one time on the bonus show.
Hey, what?
You said
he's not good at turning.
I remember that. He has trouble turning down streets.
Yeah.
I thought it was I'm bad at directions.
No, you said you are a bad turner.
Bad turner, yeah.
And Rob made a Tina Turner joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you are, yeah. of course he did.
But I didn't.
That's why you love him so much, and I want to kill him every day. That's it.
I didn't do it this time, Mike, because in every day and every way, I'm getting better and better.
Oh, that's good. You're working on yourself. Yes. That's a good thing. So, what's the deal with your car and Mac?
So I walk in. I was worried because the lot, our secret lot was full. Right?
Great secret.
Our secret lot was full.
Secret drugstore parking lot was full.
And I waited there like a creep for a good 5 minutes, and nobody walked out because they're all doing that secret lot bit that they did years ago.
Right.
And I said, well, it's time to park this car on the side of the building and have one of the guys park it, and I will I'll think of them during Christmas. That's all it is, right? Once in a while that happens.
This is part of their job description.
Well, not really, but also I remember as a kid when I would park like got other men's cars because I had a crappy car, that was fun for me. Like I was like, yes, I will drive your BMW. I will drive your Mercedes.
Like get gas for me and stuff because they dug driving the
cherished car. It. That's cool. Yes. That tan Mercedes, man.
Mm. Oh, best car I ever had.
Yeah.
For example.
So I came in and I think of Pony as an equal. I actually respect him. So I've stopped asking Pony to park my car. As of last year, so it's a long way coming, right? And
he's earned it, Mike.
It's February, mind you. Yeah. So I said, okay, who out of the two guys here can I trust outside of Pony and Rob? And there's Diego and Mac here. Both are interns, friends. I consider them friends as well, acquaintances. They've been kind of pushed into my life.
Right.
Yay.
And Diego's crashed every car he's had.
That's all he does is wreck cars.
That's all he
and
does.
Smoke
and
how many cars have you wrecked, right Diego?
I wrecked two cars, but that's not, I get in accidents because other people hit me.
You pulled out in front of me one day, and there was no room at all, and you were at a stop sign.
You splashed people on a bridge one day, and I felt so bad.
I splashed people on a bridge?
It was a rainy day.
I did that on purpose.
What's going on here? My God. Nice little byplay between Pony and the interns.
I don't know if it's the
into the mic.
Yeah, try to speak right into it. It's a conveyance of your voice.
This is a different mic than the one I usually use.
Talking into the side of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for E.
Yes.
Diego Story right
you
now.
You really have to push your voice and into the front of it.
Push it. Push it real good.
Oh, God. God, he is like Empire State Building high.
No, that's not true. I just got some sleep for the first time ever.
All right.
I don't know if it's the Key Bridge, but the one right off of M Street.
Yes,
it was a rainy day.
The Francis Scott Key Memorial Bridge.
That's the one you cross every day, son.
Not every day. Because I come into a different
Okay,
bridge.
Who cares? Go.
It was a rainy day. There was a huge puddle on the bridge, and then Matt slams or drives through a huge puddle and splashes all these people that are walking
Talk
on the
into,
bridge.
You hate talking in front of the mic?
No, I'm talking to you guys like a conversation.
Well, it doesn't matter, son. Talk right into the front of it
it's
and we can hear
you.
It's
called a directional mic, Diego. You got to speak
there
right
you go. There you go.
I apologize.
Head on.
Kind of like I'm doing right yes. now, okay? Show wouldn't really sound that good. If,
hi, guys. If hi, how you doing? Time. How you doing? Yes.
That wouldn't
yeah,
do
that
very
wouldn't
well.
Really
you understand
work,
the
really
way
work.
I sound right now, Diego? That wouldn't
Didn't you go to
good.
Broadcasting school?
I did, and I agree. This is a different mic. This isn't my usual spot.
They're
all
pretty
know.
Much the same.
I don't know the name of the bridge, but Pony was on it, and there was a puddle, I think, because he splashed it. But, man, I lost my train of thought.
Great impression, Rob.
It was. Oh, his feelings are hurt. Apologize to the man.
I'm sorry,
but he's definitely
man.
Doing the last word game today. Oh, he's doing his Rob Spiewak. He's
on his A game.
Responding to everybody.
Horrible storytelling.
Where were we with the cars, Diego? Please finish this story.
He just splashed a lot of people, and I felt so bad for those people because they're just walking on a bridge, no raincoat, nothing.
So are you saying that Pony drove by and was so thoughtless and careless a driver that he knew there was a puddle there and really kind of just didn't give an S about those people?
Every other car was avoiding that puddle.
Okay.
Matt was the only one that drove right through
that.
It.
That
In
that.
His little 4-foot Incan frame lies Mayan. Empathy.
No.
Do you think, are you allowed to say Incan
you
or
can't
is it just
say it.
Oscar?
I can't.
You can't
say
it.
I can't.
I'm Latin.
All right.
Yes.
In his little You're 4-foot.
You don't have a barometer on no. You know that. You've See, already slandered the Asians and now you
That really wasn't slander. It was just ill chosen.
Racism is something that unfortunately, and in society, it really, you shouldn't allow the person who's saying something racist or improper to use that
and
nomenclature.
I'm
but
glad you corrected
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but only that race that's making a joke about that race, unfortunately, can use that nomenclature.
Well, I will say this. As racist as I may or may not be, I have never willfully splashed people on a bridge, ever.
And I would like to get the conversation back to the actual accidents that Diego has. You are how old, young man?
24.
So two cars totaled?
Yes, in the last year. It was a horrible summer for me.
So in a year you have totaled two automobiles.
Yes, but both times it was because it was someone else's fault where their insurance had to pay me and
you got paid.
I got paid.
Well, then it wasn't your fault.
Exactly. It wasn't my fault.
Well,
sure.
Tell us about the first wreck.
The first wreck, it happened as I was getting some Burger King right by my house. It happened as I was going out of a stop sign, and I had my blinker on turning to the right.
Let me stop you there. Okay. Going out of a stop sign. So there was a stop sign on the street, and a door opened up, and you crawled out of it? Is that what happened? I'm just kind of curious. I'm trying to teach you how to tell these stories. Okay, so I was going out of a stop sign. So what, it
Ta-da!
Magically appeared like a Keebler f***ing elf? Did just the door open, and there you were? I'm just were you pulling from a stop? Is that what was happening?
I was pulling from a stop. Yes, I apologize. Okay. I misheard.
Right, that's right.
Yes,
right.
My words.
And you got broadsided?
I did. Yes, and both
T-boned.
Accidents. They were so close to hitting me, like 1 inch closer on both accidents. It would hit the passenger side, and I would have been dead both times.
Hey, I've got a question for you. After you total two cars that aren't your fault, doesn't it sort of remind you of the guy that can't hold a job but always explains why every place he worked was messed up? How many times do you have to get hit that it's not your fault that you start to realize there's something at play here where while it
What's
might not technically be your fault, you're still involved in the accidents?
Just bad luck.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I have thought down here, now that the folks are all here, I have thought multiple times because the average old lady on Route 41
yes.
in Fort Myers, Florida, this is how she drives out there. And by the way, it is bumper to bumper. There may be two car lengths between everybody about like between 2 and 7 at night. We have a legitimate rush hour down here. And this is the way these old ladies is like, go as fast as I can, go as fast as I can. Oh, there we go. Stop. Go as fast as I can, go as fast as I can, go as fast. Stop again. And I'm just surprised there aren't more wrecks down here. And I'm very nervous on the roads
down here. In Virginia, Mike, you'll find this interesting that, as a quick sidebar, they're looking at legislation to actually start fining people in the left lane that are going slow.
Yes.
Amen. That's beautiful.
I think it's a $200 fine that they're going to levy.
And really, you know, if it got there, it got there on a truck. But truckers, get out of the left lane. You don't belong there. Certainly not in rush hour. Sorry. You know, if you've chosen that time of day to be there, you can't jockey around and try to get in the left lane where people are, you know, with real cars are going out.
Now that we've established his wonderful driving record, may we take a break lest we fall far behind?
Oh, God, what's happening? It's one of those Fridays where it's gotten away
from us. We've been Diego.
We'll button this whole thing up when we come back. You are listening to the Friday edition of the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Meara Show. When I left the show in May, things seemed to be pretty much in a rhythm. Now coming back, I have a lot of concerns. Like, does Oscar know that if he wants to have kids, he should actually want to have kids? And what exactly is Mike's prerogative? Have we ever had a successful Wide Open Wednesday? But perhaps the most concerning thing of all is how the hell did Mac become intern number one? Despite these concerns, I'm glad at least some things have stayed the same. Rofo is still a dick, and we can't get through the show without technical issues. Be sure to download the TMOS app to stay up to date on all the happenings at the Mike O'Meara Show.
Thank you, Maddie.
So great to have her back, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Why should you purchase the TMOS bonus show? Because if you like our daily program, it's quite simple. You'll flip and love the bonus show.
Yes.
It's all your favorite TMOS things distilled into a sensational sixth hour, no commercials, no censorship, freewheeling, 100% organic. It's a weekly comedic journey, and we never know where we're going to end up, but we know that you will love it. Just subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to give it, buy it, renew it, whatever you want to do, click that bonus banner and get her done for only pennies a day. You can be a part of the fun. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. All right, back to Mac.
Yes.
Mac is going to drive your car. That's what I thought was going to happen.
He's earned that right because Adrian can't drive.
That's not true.
Thank you. We established that. Sorry we didn't get to your second accident. But,
One was enough. It was too difficult. So I knew that he had this track record, regardless of whose fault it was. There was a situation, and this man shouldn't drive anyone's car, including his own. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you defer to Mac, because if Mac, regardless of how slow he is at times, really, I know that he can get from point A to B. He knows the territory. He knows where
he'll
he's going.
He'll be careful.
Yeah. It is the lesser of two evils.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And Pony looked like he was busy, which he wasn't, but he looked like he was busy.
Yeah.
And
of course.
I said,
rearranging his beverages, Mike.
Yes.
I'd be glad to drive your car. Mac, the intern.
All right.
So I give Mac my keys, and I have a fob like most modern cars do, right?
Sure.
And the fob doesn't, it's not, I don't have a push start where you push, say, start car. But
right.
It's just a fob that goes into the ignition. It's basically a modern key on a car, right?
Yeah. All right. Very good.
And as soon as I give him the keys, as he's at the threshold for the studio, the doorway,
yeah,
he looks at them. He says, wait. Which one starts the car? As soon as he said that, I ran and grabbed the keys out of his hand and threw them at Pony.
I am going to defend young Mac here. I'm going to say that, well, of course you know what a fob is all about because you are a single successful guy. And you know that you've got this modern
car. You can't defend him on this.
It's not understanding.
Let me finish, please.
All right.
The fact is, if you've driven a car, what year is your car, Mac?
2006. Yeah.
And if it's a car around 2006 or earlier, and it doesn't have that modern technology, then you're not going to know what the hell a fob is. You're not going to know that you're going to think starts a car? A key with a thing that you shove in, that little nipple that you shove into the female end.
It's every bit as advanced as an electric pencil sharpener. He should know what it is.
Mac,
and further, there was
this.
An exchange
Mac, you,
that was not mentioned.
On. Mac, when you saw this fob key, had you ever seen one before?
No. It looked like just a basic button to open, close, lock the doors.
Like a garage door opener or something like that.
Some, I mean, no, it's like the keys that you use to lock and unlock your doors.
Show Mike
and
the
keys. Open the trunk.
Now I'm confused.
And also,
he just argued the opposite of what I was trying to
say. There was an exchange that you didn't hear beforehand where Oscar said, just take the key down to the car, you'll see. And Max said...
That's an expensive import car.
Not exactly what he said.
And then Max said... You'll see is not what I want to hear right now.
Yeah, well, that's not what he said. It was...
What did he say?
When you're backing up, it'll do a thing, you'll see. I don't want to just see what's going to happen
to
the car.
No, it's a monitor that has a backup camera. That's my point.
You didn't say that. You just said, you'll see.
I said, it'll give you all the details.
Once he explained that was the key, I would say you're on your way.
He did not say that was the key.
He did!
He's not just going to give you something that...
Hold it. What he just held up, that fob that he held up, what did you think it was? Please explain that again, because that's where you're losing.
I thought that was just the lock and unlock button. I thought there was a separate key to start the car.
Got it. Okay, now I understand what you're saying. You thought that it was an actual metal key that would start the car,
yes,
and that just was a button that opened and unlocked the door.
Correct.
The rest of the keys are janitor's keys.
Okay.
Like, you can't confuse the two.
And this boy, happened after that? He loves technology. Why would you not know?
Thank you. What happened after that, Oscar?
We all chastised him. I grabbed the keys out of his hand, and then I threw him at Pony. I said, I'm sorry, man. You got to go do this. Show's about to start. Hit record on the computer. Let's move this.
Yeah.
Do your mom or dad have a, car? Do you use your mom and dad's car?
Occasionally.
And do they have, do either one of them have a modern car?
Well, most modern is maybe like 2012.
Mine's 2014.
That's a modern car.
It's still key ignition.
What does your brother, the tennis pro, drive?
Oh, he drives like the worst car I've ever seen. It still has
What does he drive?
Like the crank windows.
Oh, wow.
He has manual windows.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Terrific.
You got to ask for those.
And I'm guessing your parents pay for your auto insurance?
They do.
Yes. Of course. That's
fortunately,
great.
I appreciate it.
Is it deductive reasoning? Is that what we're looking for? Is that what it's called?
What do you deduce? Reasoning.
Yes. Yes.
So, Oscar, you didn't let him near your car. Is that the way that...
No, but just because Mac, he's got this millennial DNA in him where he just can't understand why we are so confused, how he knows so much about computers, but he can't look at a key set apart from all the janitor keys I have to
is
say
the millennial
this is the
guy. Gene you're talking about, does that mean it's very difficult for him to comprehend other people's disgust in him?
Yes, or own his own shortcomings, right?
Well, can I give you a little millennial moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm flying up to see my daughter in Steel Magnolias. She's got the lead role, right? And she tells me that, tickets are going to go on sale. We had three discussions about tickets. And during all this, I said, okay, let me know. Are you going to get them, Catherine? I'll pay for them. She says, no, Dad, you've got to get them. And she says, okay. And then she says, they're going on sale on the 9th of February. And I'm like, okay, I'll be ready to go first thing. And then she says, now you're going to want to be in the center because that's really, if you're off to the side, we really don't play to the side in this particular play with the blocking and all that. And I'm totally turbocharged to see this. This is more important to me than her graduation, because this is her lead role that she wanted for a year.
Show business.
She has wanted this, yes. and this is our bond. This is what we connect on. So the day comes. It's going to be February 9th. I'm looking forward to getting the tickets. I get off the air, 10:48, 10:49. I've got a text. Dad, you can get the tickets now. That's the text I get. I go to the tickets. I go to get the tickets for the Friday show I'm going to get. The center section, completely and totally sold out. From all the other parents that probably got the heads up. And then it's like, well, I don't know. I said, can't you, as a lead member of the cast, could you not have helped me out with that? And she said, Dad, that's against the rule. I'm like, okay.
Rules? There are no rules.
It was a millennial thing.
Mike.
I don't get into it. And by the way, I'm going to go see her. I'm going to pull a Rob Spiewak. Yeah. I'm seeing her both Friday night and Saturday night. And I got great seats for Saturday night. But I would have loved to have great seats for the night that I was there.
I'm not sure that's pulling a Rob Spiewak. Are you going to every show?
No, I'm not going to every show.
Well, then you're not really doing a Rob
Yes, okay. Dude, you got that right. You got that right. I'll never be the parent that you are.
Thank God we wouldn't get anything done.
Got that right, P.O. Box. Anyway, that's fantastic. I'm excited to see it, but that's the millennial thing.
Can
no sweat. Would that be an accurate description? Kind of a no sweat thing,
Mike,
right?
What because she, because your daughter knows you better than all of us.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. She should have just picked up the tickets on her own and said, "Dad, I've got the tickets."
Yeah.
Or, right. "Dad, give me your credit card number so I can pick them up as soon as they go on sale."
I believe, and I sincerely believe, that this particular theater company down there in the Mecca of Fredericksburg, Virginia, I believe that they have a community, a senior community around there that really actually digs their theater company.
It's so the school theater troupe, right? It is, yes, within the university and the people of Fredericksburg. That's their only link to culture.
And if they have a major show like the Steel Magnolias, they're into it and you are competing. It's not just like when I was in college theater productions and it was, you know, half the audience were parents.
Sure.
This is parents competing with the community. They are 50% sold out for all their shows. And that's 2 3-day weekends of shows. And they're probably, as of today, they're probably sold out.
This could be a spoiler, but does Julia Roberts' character die at the end?
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
Does. Right?
Catherine said to me, and she's right about this. When you say she knows me, she said, "Dad, you are going to be wrecked. You're not going to be able to handle it because she is so ill in the show. She plays somebody who's ill, and Catherine, by the way, Catherine went from a sophomore in high school where I was watching productions, and it was like, yeah, okay, very clever.
Yeah.
To I walk into a theater now and I watch her on stage and I'm watching somebody else.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
When you're in your senior year and you're doing it and you're still part of it and you're taking lessons here, acting, voice, all that.
She's committed.
She's very much into it. And I'm just prepared to be an emotional wreck when I go see this show. So it'll be interesting to see. But the whole millennial thing is like, you know, it's like Mac. You know, don't call them on anything because they don't do anything wrong. That's the way it works.
And it's also the millennial thing is what they choose to argue. Yes. You know, what really matters.
It's the same reason that we went software hardware for 4 hours. While I appreciated him hanging out with me and showing me the ways of the computer world, the fight continued online that night where I think it's a software issue. It's a hardware issue.
And did he not bring up a computer issue as we killed the mics to go on the air today?
Will you be gaming with him this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'm back, baby. I haven't played all week, Mike, but I'll be back on tonight. Hot Friday night.
Yeah, new video game where you have to figure out where to put the key.
You pick your arguments, you pick your apologies. And speaking of apologies, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, I will tell you about my latest little debacle. This is... I have no idea how big a deal this is to my neighborhood, but I'm guessing it's rather significant. And I did this on my own. And
will there be talk?
Yeah. Yeah, there will
okay.
be.
Okay. All right. That we'll says a lot.
I can look. Some people say, no big whoop. You know, if you but I think they're going to care. And, but I'm working on fixing it.
Good.
We'll take a break when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
My stress level is so high that it murders my libido. There is no off switch. There's no off switch.
I can relate.
Right?
I can relate. Same age group when I was your age, when I was younger than you, same thing. It would affect me dramatically. And it's not necessarily pure sex, it's an intimacy thing where you are just stewing about something. Let me stop for a second.
Yeah.
Rob, stress is something where you really you worry
how's
about
this?
Something going on.
Right.
And you're concerned with, like, the responsibility.
I don't. I guess. Whatever. Okay. I'll look it up later if I get around to it.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, wouldn't you love an easy way to look like a Valentine's master? Luckily, ProFlowers.com have solved the Valentine's Day equation so you know you'll get it right this year. How about this? 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can really be a hero and upgrade to 2 dozen long stem roses with a premium vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Pick your flowers and check out in 2 minutes. Boom, bam. I already ordered Carla's flowers. It was a cinch. She loves them. I am the Valentine's master. Just pick your delivery date, then just sit back and look awesome like me. Plus, Pro Flowers will last 7 days or your money back. Why not surprise her at the office? This is a great move. She'll be the envy of everybody. Send the roses to the office, people. Remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's deal, go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires soon. Be sure to use our code TMOS.
Woo! Awesome.
We are back.
Hey, baby.
Mike, where do you think it's more soul-sucking, where you are or here in the studio?
I go through what a lot of, you know, I don't consider myself a snowbird.
Okay.
Because I have a son who is in school down here, and I will be spending more and more time down here. So I am able to easily relate to the people down here that are down here slaying the dragon, have their primary residences down here. And I get it when the people show up. There are people that arrive Feb 1 and they stay February and March, and they take and they eat, and then they leave, and they're like locusts in one of those Pixar movies. They just zzz, and then zzz, like
now it surprises me they're not down for the first of the year. It surprises me that they don't come down for January. You would think they would come down right after the holidays.
I don't know what they do. They come down at different times. More of them come down, more of them stay. But then, you know, we have a connectivity issue on the show, and I just go bat S. It just it's like everything. Like, for example, Mrs. O'Mara and I wanted to go out and have a din-din on Saturday. I forgot. You don't do that down here now. Oh. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know when the next available table is for any restaurant? It's next Wednesday, the day after Valentine's Day.
Of course.
I didn't even think about VD when I was and people do what they do down here. You go to a doctor's office. It is... There are 75 seats.
Mm-hmm.
There are 75 seats filled with 80 people in the waiting area. That's what it is. And by the way, when society begins to get a little older, yeah. I better stop bitching about this because I've got to get used to it because I am one of them and I have to tolerate it and that's it. But when it affects my computer, that's where I draw the line.
I understand.
And somebody comes down here and has a screwed up system with either bad cables, a bad modem, or something bad, and it messes things up for me, and that's when I get a little frustrated.
Mike, you have to be kind and empathetic, because for many of them, this will be their last Valentine's Day.
This is true.
I worry about a stroke.
Me having one?
I said, well, this is it.
Well, it's
this
ongoing it. For me. I mean, it's going to be one of
last
us.
Time, you know, and it wasn't directed at anybody on the show. When's the last time I really had one of those moments where I just got pissed?
Well, this was like the first one of the year.
Yeah, the last
is
quarter.
Is it really the first
Fourth
one of the
quarter
year?
Of last year.
Last quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're good for like three or quarter.
Oh, I give my, yes, yeah. I'm giving myself a round of applause. But I did pay them back yesterday.
Anger management.
Anger management. I paid them back yesterday because, well, this is old people land, and I've talked about in Cocoonville where we have our golf carts and all that, but because of one thing or another, I haven't been playing golf because I'm infirmed, so I haven't been on this machine, and
we have our golf carts and whatnot.
When you don't, I didn't mean it like that.
I really didn't mean it like that. I know, but it's so funny.
I know. Thanks. Yeah, golden boy.
Mike, it is pretty funny because that's a perspective you have, right?
That's the way we drive around.
But in Florida, everybody has a golf cart.
Yes, it just seems foreign to us.
And if you don't, well, Rob's dad has a golf cart.
Yeah, of course. It's vacation land.
Yes,
USA.
Mm-hmm. It's the thing about it is if you don't use these things, I know this, they get mucked up. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have. In each of these, if it's electric, they got like 400 batteries. Mm-hmm. Now, they got like 7 full-size batteries.
Regular cars, if you don't drive them, the battery dies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you propel the cart with the batteries. And so for the first time in like a couple of months, my kid wants to go on a little golf cart ride through the neighborhood. And Carla says to me, I'll take him. And I'm like, that's great. And she comes back in and she goes, it's dad. And so.
Solutions, like, Carla. Oh. Solutions.
I said, I say, okay, let me go take a look at it. And I lift it up and I look at the batteries that have been. And I realize it's been like 3 months since I've touched this thing. And it is
corrosion.
It's really just this nasty
white stuff.
It looks like something out of a horror movie. You know, with
you know what they look like. Have you ever remember in 4th of July when you used to light off snakes?
Oh,
they
still
were
do.
Like little pellets that when you set them on fire, they would make just curls and curls of ashen.
What it looks like.
It looks like that. That battery
is
corrosion.
That the YouTube video. Is that the premise where you would take a Coca-Cola and then pour a soda over the battery to clean it up?
I always thought that was sort of an urban legend because it was going to leave them very sticky. But yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I can offer insight here.
Sticky.
I have done this job before. I have poured, I have sprayed goo on the batteries, and it's magic. You spray it foams up, and then you wash the battery, top of the batteries off. You're done.
Really?
So I race out to the local convenience store.
Gooby gone.
Known as the Walmart.
Yes.
And I get this thing called gunk. And I remember this gunk engine cleaner was this foaming stuff that you put, and it's like magical. Gets rid of all the stuff, and it's no problem at all. It's getting to be sunset. It's getting to be dusk. This is not when...
This is when Matt goes in.
Our little guy gets us up at 5:30 in the morning. This is not a time to be doing any household project.
Right.
I am not... handy enough anyway, and I have no business doing it. I race out, but
lighting
I want to get
dark,
it done.
And you're getting logy.
I'm getting logy. I spray the top of the batteries. I'm like, it's not foaming. And I notice it's not foaming. And then I'm like, why isn't it foaming? Well, then I hose it off, and it smells like oil. It just doesn't smell like. And what I've been spraying on the battery is an engine degreaser. Which
okay.
is not the right. I don't know if it's going to do any damage, but I know it's not the right product. So I spray this on, and then I say.
Would you say it was a heavy coating?
Oh, it
this
was
is nothing
gooey,
light about Mike.
Greasy
you know, he's applying heavily.
I said, that's not going to work. I'll tackle it tomorrow. Pull the golf cart back into. The garage. The
right.
next morning, it's up bright and early Thursday morning. Everybody, la, 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 we're going to have fun. Carla comes back in and says, do you realize what you did? I said, what? What did I do? She said, do you know those nice little pavers we have for our driveway? I said, yeah. I said, well, they're ruined. I said, what
ruined.
Do you mean? I go out and they're where I've sprayed the hose over to the battery acid burned the pavers.
Oh,
and so
no.
I have now a third of my driveway that is horrifically stained. And then I stained it worse by buying the right product thinking that wouldn't stain. But no, it's the battery acid that there was so much
sure.
of it that I stained it even further down. Now you've got a stain that is massive. And this little pristine Cocoonville neighborhood, I came into Carla after it was over. I said, honey, I rarely say this, so please write it. I've completely screwed up. I've screwed up from the top to bottom. I've ruined the driveway, and I immediately dove into the internet to search for how I can rectify this
methodology.
And I find it. I find
the solution.
Battery acid stain removal. There's a product there, and there are people that are trained to use it, and he's coming out Tuesday.
Before we celebrate the correction,
well, yeah.
Let's take.
Yeah, I won't celebrate the correction, just like I won't celebrate connectivity until the show's over.
Let's take a full audit of your week.
Yeah.
You've essed on the roof, literally.
Yes.
I put
of your
dog
home.
Poo that's still on the roof.
It's still there. Okay, that's
yeah,
a good update.
There.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna use Oscar's solution, which is hosing the roof and because I know what's gonna happen.
What?
Yeah, more stains.
The water will get into the bag and it'll stick up there. I know.
Didn't
that's
you like
happen.
See the bag isn't sealed or tied or
it's tied, Rob.
Then
it's
it'll
tied.
Be fine. You'll be huh? fine. His solution yeah. is strong.
Okay. Don't want to do it that way.
Okay.
Thank you.
You've essed on the roof.
Yeah.
And you've essed on the driveway.
But that's a figurative essing, yeah.
Yeah.
The driveway now looks like a mechanic's garage from the 1930s that it's horrible. It is so ugly. It is really no. And last night, but I have the good news. Okay.
Okay.
So I put the engine cleaner on it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I hosed it off, and guess who fixed the problem? Put distilled water back in the battery, charged it up, no problema.
Yeah.
Golf cart working fine.
Nothing
it's
worth
a little
the driveway.
Corroded on the inside.
Yeah.
What?
I think
it's not
like,
worth the driveway. I know.
Now, Mike, this is a question that I wanted to ask earlier, and I think it fits better here. When I screw up and I report it to Carrie, there is an unbridled joy. She loves nothing more than when I screw up.
Are you guys because not men or kings of your castle?
Oscar,
why do you have to report to your wife?
It's called communication.
I didn't report. She noticed the stain, and then I came
just
back.
Just say, look.
And I said, I
screwed
up.
My bad, lady. I'm paying for it either way. Suck it up.
But does she like when you screw up?
No. And really, to be honest with you, she was cool about it. She said, good. Okay. All right. No problem like
I like
that.
Carla.
She does kind of, yeah, she gives me that knowing, you're an idiot.
Yep.
And she, yeah, they dig that.
They love it because it's ultimately something they can hang over our head.
And Shannon loves it when Oscar screws up.
If he would ever screw up.
She does not show me it because we're a team, Mike.
She doesn't show you
because
she lives in double terror.
Our failure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The screw up she's hoping for is that he forgets to lock the door and she escapes. That's what she's hoping for. That's the error.
Oscar messes up and it's her failure. That's right. It becomes her failure. That's the way. I am optimistic. The Tuesday this way. I was going to do it myself, but then on the website where the chemical was sold,
yes,
you could buy the product. You could buy. It's called like F9 Bark. That's the name of the.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Sounds horribly dangerous.
There were enough statements about trained professionals.
Yeah. Let Juan do it.
Where I decided
you clicked
I didn't
want to.
Yeah, I think if you had the proper mix of chemical applied to your pavers,
some foreigner,
it would start burning into the earth.
With a fake Socia is going to show up, no protection.
Today, after the show, I will be shutting the power off to a corner of the house and getting up on a ladder and with needle nose pliers trying to pry out that light socket from the that I can't seem to get out that we've kind of bent into the socket. But by the way, when the house was built, when they put the fixture in there, where it should have been screwed in,
Should
have actually done. It's just hanging there. They kind of threw them in there and just left them.
And they said that'll be good enough for now. Now let's go work on the driveway.
Yeah, let's go fix that driveway.
As a man who just did this in my sister's rental home,
right
in Florida, went to all the light bulbs because they're going efficiency, right? Mm-hmm. They're changing out the ones that were sucking up the old
juice,
the old juice, and said the sun will run these, right?
I'm not going to get Mr. Sparky out here.
I switched them all out.
He's a dick.
Because my brother-in-law is cheap. God bless him, but he's smart. So we all got on ladders. It's not smart, but we did. And we started pulling them out. The one that had we thought had the needle nose pliers situation actually had a wasp's nest behind the actual.
So outside the house?
Outside.
Outside. Okay, yeah, outside.
Be careful.
Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah, well, no, we're inside. If we've got a wasp nest inside. I think the people that lived here before we moved in were Protestants, but I'm not sure.
No, no. That's not what he's talking about. And they don't live in nests anyway.
I was shocked, though.
More townhouses.
As soon as I pulled the actual end of the bulb out, there was a honeycomb stuck to it.
Well, that's not a honeycomb as much as it is a bee's nest.
Well, or a bee's nest.
Yeah,
right?
But it's got that sort of thing.
Full, and there weren't any bees left.
Was there honey in it?
No, I didn't think about the honey.
Honeycomb.
We just threw it away. But I was shocked because I was like, if there was any sort of swarm, I would have fallen off this and it would have been curtains.
Curtains, indeed.
I think that ultimately, I will get some of these projects done. I feel.
Let Juan do it.
When I have like mobility, which I do today, which really after a week of not having it. By the way, I never told you what the new surgeon said to me.
What's that?
He grabbed my right leg and he's like manipulating and he goes, "This is completely locked."
Oh God!
It's completely locked.
Walk the plank.
Hello. Thank you, Eddie. Anyway, so I'll report. I will probably not have an update till Tuesday, but on Monday I may have an update because I know I'm going to hear about it.
You'll get a letter. You'll get a letter.
I know I'm going to hear
that.
Yeah.
Hey, that
it's
poo.
One of those things where you could almost be fined by the HOA for the nasty.
Hey, driver. We were walking by your house and we noticed that.
Well, you know these old farts down here have done something like that or seen it all
of
because
course.
They all have golf carts and that's obviously a battery acid burn. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We got to nip it in the bud, Mike. Yeah. You'll get a letter.
We will take a break. And, how we sounding? Everything
you
good?
Sound
solid as a rock.
Sound great. No light. Good. We're good to go.
Fantastic. Good. That's right. He puts the light on. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need. No, Oscarazzi.
Yes.
Oscar, you got Oscarazzi
for
us?
I do. Let me get my laptop out.
Delightful. Delightful. It's the best show we've ever done. We will take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For my honeycomb, oh honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby?
Much more music.
Hey, folks, another weekend means another episode of Rob Radio, and I've got a great one for you this weekend. Here's the deal. I just put a batch of records in my jukebox, 50 of the greatest top 40 singles ever recorded, really the best. So what are we going to do but play those records on the Rob Spiewak Show, and they will come from my studio to your ears at 45 revolutions per minute. So make sure you check it out, 7 o'clock on Saturday morning on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, or for you out-of-towners, go to 971thewave.com and stream it. You might even want to try the app. It's great for Rob Radio on the go. Got a quarter?
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bamboo HR. Okay, anyone out there in human resources? Anyone? Show of hands. Ferris, to all you good folks who manage resources that are human, I've got a special message just for you. Your job can be overwhelming. That's why you need Bamboo HR. Everything about Bamboo HR is designed to make life easier for the humans that manage human resources. Bamboo HR is the number one online HR management software for small to medium-sized businesses. One system that keeps organized and detailed records for every employee. Bamboo HR is all about people. No more file cabinets, no more spreadsheets, no more messy whiteboards, and entirely accessible through the cloud from any location at any time. You're going to love it. It's so simple and delightful to use, you won't need instructions. Everything is in one place. Job and salary history, vacation and sick days, benefits, training history, and so much more. We have a limited time offer for you. You can try BambooHR.com free for 14 days. Give it a spin. Just visit BambooHR.com, click on the mic, and enter the code TMOS to get a free 14-day trial. Try it, and you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. HR paperwork solutions made easy. BambooHR.com and the code TMOS. Now, without further ado, here he is. The end of the week. Friday means hey.
Fuzzies.
Fuzzies. It's time for Oscar Razzi.
Fellas.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
If you don't mind, Rob, I'm sure you still have it within your music box.
What's that?
Is American Idol music.
Oh, yeah. I do. Give me one
please,
second.
Please.
Is that gentlemen. Back in the news for some reason?
Variety's reporting that NBC is in talks to acquire the rights for American Idol and potentially relaunch it.
So not even on the same network?
Not even on the same network.
Oh,
find the music.
Man, I'm finding it.
Thank
give me
you.
A sec. You could have told me this earlier.
I'm very curious whether you would think that that would be a go or not, whether that could actually
work. Mike, in the world of entertainment, when you've got The Voice on NBC and then you buy American Idol, you're basically doubling down on your reality music shows, right? So, so American Idol, if it's up on the block, buy it. It's a known commodity.
Mm-hmm.
It could hypothetically pair well with The Voice on the off season of The Voice, and then you could take the entire year of these music shows and own them. Because, by the way, while The Voice is still successful in number one, It's showing ratings fatigue. So if you have another musical show when The Voice, which is getting more and more expensive as the seasons like plow along at season 7.
Yeah, but getting the judges now to pay them and all that.
But you know what? But the problem is that the reason that Idol's not on the air anymore is that The Voice came and reinvented it and made it better. So this is going to come back already as a stepbrother. You know, it's going to be second tier.
If you can only make hay when the show is on, if you've got two shows with the same genre and you take that same formula and apply it, hypothetically, that could work.
Yeah, but are they going to be able to get the same people back?
Well, also, because of the shows overall, isn't it a proactive move to buy the rights for American Idol so it doesn't pop up anywhere else?
So you're not just buying success, you're buying off success of others.
Yes.
Okay. And then you can relaunch it and bring somebody else in. I suggest Chuck Norris.
He's very good. And Chuck Woolery. Mike,
Chuck
how about Woolery everyone named Chuck?
Chuck Todd.
Chuck. Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd, Chuck Woolery. You make everybody a Chuck. Here's our panel of Chucks.
American Chuckle.
Right. And now here's your host. Well, first of all, Chuck Woolery should be the host.
Yes.
And here's our panel. Chuck Todd, Chuck Norris, and then you have Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
As your three judges.
Great tie-in.
And that could be it. Could be anyone in that outfit. And Chuck E. Cheese, but Chuck E. Cheese doesn't speak. You know, what did you think of the performance? And you have like a big nod.
He just throws Gouda.
You know what? The way mascots in theme parks or at a stadium always do. He'll just over gesture. Like a big cover his mouth, like
big thumbs.
Big thumbs.
Did you know Chuck E. Cheese is going public? Like as a company?
Oh, it's huge.
I can't believe it.
I would invest in it. I would invest in the IPO. Yeah, I don't think, because there's just nothing else. They come up with crap like Trampoline World or whatever the hell it is. But, now, they got some, like, I forgot what it is. There's another
world.
Thing
they have one in Manassas where K-Rock used to be.
Gymnastics World.
Oh, Rebounders. World. Rebounders is one of them.
They've got a lot of this crap, but ultimately the rat.
Like
kids want to see the rat. They want to pour their money into stuff, and you know that's it. The
Robert,
rat works.
You know, both my kids had parties at Chuck E. Cheese, but I trained them before they knew that I was having fun with them to say, "Look, Dad, it's Chuck E. the Rat."
Right.
They called him Chuck E.
I remember my cousin's birthday parties used to be there because my parents were ever cool enough to take me there.
Right.
And my tios would get hammer timed. And now looking back, like it was just pictures and pictures and pictures.
Do you see the fights that they have at Chuck E.? Do you see that viral video with the fight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd all
alcohol.
We'd all pile in the back of his Toyota. I guess it was a 4x4 with a pickup without even a seat in the back. And then he'd probably swerve home. We'd all just be, whoa, with our tickets.
You know, the winner, I was going to say the winner of that fist fight got 20 tickets.
20 tickets? And that got them a plastic spider.
That's right.
Chuck E. Cheese is winning, but so is Khloe Kardashian as she finally drops Lamar Odom's last name and celebrates with the name change cake. I'm asking all of you. Because you probably know more people that have been divorced than I have. I think I know one person. It's Mike O'Mara.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, how long before the spouse, who maybe has taken your name, some people don't take names anymore.
This is true.
Before they change that name legally. Is there a legal side to that, or is it something
like
that?
Carrie always said she would wait 3 weeks.
Okay, that's fair.
That's very kind of her.
That's fair. I don't know if there's a two-year thing.
Oh, no, wait, I have it here. I wrote it down here. I don't care.
Well, Mike, this is my segment,
the way, a name change cake is very Kardashian.
It is.
To me is very
but
Kardashian.
But she's skinny now. She looks
but
great.
I still don't think she's, I don't think she's my cup of tea. I'd want a full workup. Let me put it to you that way.
Speaking of full workup,
when you got at the ranch, when he's out at the ranch with Dennis off, and you know he's getting back home to her. I'd like to have the full
Mike. Workup. If you're getting a full workup, you're going to be paying some overtime to some lab technicians. That's going to take a while. Overtime.
I think they were broken up then. Just for
we
context.
Need another vial, Ms. Kardashian.
Overtime.
Lady Gaga has a new man.
Oh,
and this is pretty accurate. Where you're in show business, you will probably gravitate to someone that's in show business.
Yeah, similar lifestyle.
Say hello to talent manager Christian Carino.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was like, please let him be Latin. Please let him be Latin.
Now, there's one guy that's pretty disappointed about that. Very bummed out about that. He's going, that's crap. I'm a man.
Oh, hey. Tony.
Tony Bennett. Yes, sir. Gaga. Love her. Herpes.
I wonder if he could satisfy her.
CAA talent agent Christian Carino, who might be Italian, who knows, doesn't say here.
So nice.
It's so funny that, A, we're coming off these body shaming issues that you reported on yesterday, Mike.
Right.
And then she comes out on Twitter and attacks everybody that said, hey, you should be a little more fit for what you're doing for a living.
Rob and I were for her, you were against her.
Just for the record.
Yes.
And the next day, it's like, boom, look, I got a boyfriend.
Right.
What's the name? What's the name of the boat?
It's Christian Carino.
Is it Christian Carino?
Well, I want to give it a little more flair.
Sure.
But it's, he is a talent agent. He does work
Maybe
for
we'll
CAA.
Maybe we talk to him Monday.
And I'll leave you with this. Mike,
she sings so good.
Oh, she sings so good. It smells so bad.
It's like we were on the same page today when you mentioned Batman earlier in the program.
Yes.
But I'm going to give you the top five Batman according to the Washington Post.
People that played Batman?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have the ding and buzz ready. I like to do that.
Okay. At number five, Adam West.
That gets
when I was a kid, it wasn't crazy, right?
You should go higher, I think.
This is where you know this hurts. This is horrible. At number four, Kevin Conroy, who played the Batman in the Legos movie, is getting number four.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
having fun.
At number three, we're looking at Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer was kind of weird.
Adam West is so much better than Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but I don't think Val Kilmer was a great Batman.
No.
Terribly reviewed.
Kind of weird. At number two, Christian Bale.
He was a good Batman.
Yeah, that he ruled. I'll give that I would actually put him at number
one. We agree on that one. We're agreeing on our Batman.
And that's at number
one, Batman.
With a bullet from the Washington Post, Michael Keaton.
That's you know what?
Timing was horrible, but thank you.
I'm going to agree that Michael Keaton was a good Batman, and I want to see the Ray Kroc movie too with Michael Keaton. I want to see that.
Yeah, where he plays the McDonald's founder.
We're going to see Lion this weekend, though.
Ooh,
another Academy Award. Now,
I saw a story on 60 Minutes about that guy.
I thought that movie was about Mac.
Lion. I just got lost on 66.
I was wondering if this particular train stops near my home.
What is your name? What is your name, young boy?
It's me, Mac.
Right, thanks. Don't flip me off, boy. No, you don't flip me off in this studio.
Yeah.
You're not entitled.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's
how
you dare me you. Off.
Well, thank you, Oscarazzi. Yes. That was wonderful. We appreciate that. We will come back. Rob usually collects some of his best little sounds on Friday.
You know, it's so nice, Mike. I didn't have a chance to tell you this. Carrie got me a beautiful Longaberger basket, and I was walking around my neighborhood collecting sounds. Oh,
that's
it's
great.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Valentine's means flowers, and the best place to get flowers is proflowers.com and the Mike O'Mara Show. You want to send some impressive flowers? Of course you do. They're great, wonderful flowers. Just send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to vday at mikeomarashow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose your letter, well, you'll be lucky and a winner. We'll give you a call, answer your phone, and win some beautiful flowers. It's that easy. VDAY, VDAY at MikeOMara's Show.com. And answer your phone. And happy Valentine's Day from the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Stay tuned at the end of the show. Valentine's Day treats. Valentine's Day treat. Be aware of that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Hey, did you know that Valentine's Day is this Tuesday? Time is running out. What will you do? What will you do? Have no fear. You got this. You got this. You got this. You can't go wrong with Sherry's Berries. These are giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. I rarely talk, plus shipping, by the way, I rarely talk about my addiction to Sherry's Berries, but I have one. I've had it for years. You will, too, if you try them. Only for our listeners, double the berries for only $10 more. That's double your berries for $10 more. Go to berries.com and use the code TMOS. It's just a few simple clicks of the mouse, and you'll send a Valentine's gift that looks like you toiled for hours, but don't worry. Your secret is safe. They are big as your head, these strawberries. They're dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness. They're topped with chocolate chips, nuts, decorative swizzles. They're spectacular. They're the best. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code. Thank you very much. Without further ado, let's open it up. The audio vault for today, Feb 10, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Today we start with a thank you to listener Ben McDaniel. I believe he is from Kansas. He did a very cool thing. He made us a custom jingle for our mailbag by tracking his voice 6 times. But what's so cool is he put a video up with a screen split, 6 different pictures of him singing.
That's
so you can see
cool.
him
do That's like a viral video.
Yeah, and I believe it's on the fan page, so check it out. But check out how great this sounds.
It's all about you.
That's Ben Daniel. I'm sorry, Ben McDaniel singing the same track 6 times.
Can I hear
times.
One more time,
Yeah, he's
please?
Awesome.
It's all about you.
I wish I could sing.
Yeah, I know, don't you?
That's terrific. We're going to play that for the mailbag now.
I'm hoping we can maybe use it as a letter separator.
It's all about you.
Let's not use That's it
awesome.
Too much.
Way I love to go, it. Ben. Thank you very much.
Have you ever
what
had...
What did you say, Oscar? What?
I said, let's not use it too much.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry. I'm sorry. I wouldn't use it like between every letter.
No, no. But sometimes you need a mood shifter.
Maybe every other
you
week.
Do, yeah, like, for example, if we're tired of the mood of Oscar being a jerk.
We're going to get it to the finish line, boys. I know we
are. I promise.
I know we are.
I promise. Have you ever had your washing machine go off balance? A lot of times, you know, if you put in a blanket or something, and when it spins.
All the time. I've busted washing machines.
That is a household task that I have truly avoided for most of my life. I stay away from the laundry.
Laundry?
And yeah. Women's work, Mike. That's what I've always said.
Mm-hmm. I only really like throw something in there if I've soiled myself.
Carrie, so pretty often.
I've thrown things away.
Yeah, relatively. But I don't press the buttons. I just throw it.
Just throw it in there, and then when it fills up, buy a new washer.
Get done.
That's how I do it.
Carrie loves washing clothes. She loves drying clothes. She loves leaving clothes in the dryer for days and days and days.
Oh, you've been bitching about that for 20 years.
But that's not the reason why I brought you here. This guy has an unbalanced washing machine, and what he did is instead of complaining or fixing it, he used it for his benefit. He used it to sing "The Devil Went Down to Georgia."
I love people. I do too. I really love people.
There, I'll make the bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
I'm doing it the right way, too.
Yeah.
I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny.
All right, I get it.
He does the whole song. But how great is it? I love it. I just thought it was fantastic.
A genius marketer will figure out what brand that is.
Exactly.
And then figure out if they're competing with that brand and just send them a new washer.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Good point.
I love that.
Her
That's
name
great.
Is Constance Landry, Mike. She is a senior citizen who lives in New Orleans, Louisiana.
God bless her.
And she survived a tornado. And when they were interviewing her, she was a little peeved that they got her age wrong. So what they're doing here is she's actually 75, but she is not polite enough to let a small detail get by this reporter.
So on Chef was Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything.
I know 80 years old.
Well, just about. I'm sorry, Miss Constance. 76 to be exact.
No, 75.
75. Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is an elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
I love it. Is an elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
I'm coming back, baby. Yes, sir. I ain't no 80 years old. Shut up, reporter.
Her response reminded me of Aerosmith.
Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is an elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
There we go.
I'm coming back.
All right. Mr. Tyler, going down.
I knew that you and both you and Oscar are fans of Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Gyllenhaal.
Yes. Gyllenhaal, forgive me. I've messed up his name before.
No, we always have to stop because you'll pronounce it that's not like the way you pronounce it all the time, is it?
Sure.
Gyllenhaal? Do you say Gyllenhaal?
I do. But not anymore.
No, but why do you do that?
Because I just, it's a
weird pronouncer, right?
Gyllenhaal. Which
did you do that on accident?
I did it on accident, Mike. I opened the curtain and I did it on accident.
You said on accident one, didn't you?
No, I don't say that. I
feel bad for you, Rob, right now, but you do this to me all the time. Please continue, Mike.
What was the colloquialism that you said that was kind of a redneck white trash colloquialism? I thought it was on accident.
If I ever said on accident, I did it for effect, being that I did it on purpose because I hate that. That
Tony,
one,
do you remember? Didn't we get on Rob for saying on accident? I thought it was on accident.
I don't sworn.
I thought
so.
It was shoot him, Elizabeth.
Shoot him.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him.
Go ahead. We're at the end of the week. Let's just get out of here. Thank
so
you.
There's this guy, and his name is Jake Gyllenhaal. And he's opening on Broadway, actually, I believe, tomorrow night in the musical Summit.
Carlos Fave, by the way.
Oh,
he's a handsome fellow.
Every woman that hates her husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even husbands, even women that like their husband, like this guy. Did you know that in addition to being
Shannon
beautiful and a great actor, he can really sing?
Oh, really?
Honestly, he can. Here is Jake in rehearsal for Sunday in the Park with George.
and how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light. How the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you
sounds
want
like a standard
to
Broadway actor. To
pretty amazing though, right?
Right.
That's just another reason to hate him. I'll go on mispronouncing his name because he is, Mike, what we like to call a triple threat.
A triple threat performer, threat. Rob.
Yeah, but opening on Broadway, so congratulations.
Does Dan O'Brien look like Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, the way Pony looks like a building.
Okay, just yeah, sitting
no, it does not.
Oh, I wish I had connectivity problems. I am trying so hard. Oh, I wish...
It's higher than
pretty damn
rate.
Good.
I was
Mike.
Hoping
pretty
you wild. Would sing Shapoopy from The Music Man. Also a favorite.
Shapoopy, 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 na 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 na. Shapoopy, 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 na 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 na.
People are now in their cubes or in their cars being like, I gotta roll up the windows.
Yeah.
Right. No. Oscar. Doug, remind me, we gotta give away flowers at the end of
right.
the show.
Flowers!
You have to remember, then let's close with this. Let's do this. Oscar, yes. You have children in your future, I know, because you're very much in love.
Yes.
And you have to be careful when you choose.
He'll be spreading his seed all over the place.
And what's that song from The Music Man?
Shapoopy, 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 na 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 na.
Always be careful when you choose your daycare center.
This is a crazy story. In North Carolina, follow me on this. In North Carolina, a mother is suing a daycare center.
True.
Because one of the workers there breastfed her son without permission. So she's suing. Yeah, authorities say she doesn't really have a case because her son is 32.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. You want to do the flowers?
Yeah, we're going to give away some flowers from Pro Flowers right now because we love Pro Flowers, and you should too. Here's our letter today. Guys, I would like to nominate my beautiful wife for a beautiful Valentine's Day bouquet from ProFlowers.com. My wife definitely deserves this and much more. I have traveled to Washington to become a pastor while my wife stays behind in California to get things in order before moving on up. While we're apart, she is caring for her grandparents. That's wonderful. Through it all, she has been amazing, handling all hospital visits, medication, and phone calls, all while taking care of our daughter. She is truly my hero. Signed, Matthew Wyatt, senior pastor at Waitsburg Christian Church. And what's your name? Do we have? Does he mention his wife's name?
Is it in the body of the letter?
We can ask him.
He didn't mention a name, Rob.
He might not know it.
I'm sure he
see
knows
if Matthew's
it.
Home. If he's if he answers or he mentions Pro Flowers in the answering machine, but he's a senior pastor, he might be busy.
Or forgetful.
See what happens.
Matt with the Waitsburg Christian Church. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Have a blessed day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Matthew Wyatt, Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the end of our week, and we were really looking forward to go out on a high note by giving away some flowers. The rule for our contest, unfortunately, is when you apply for a gift, we give away things, but you have to be home or answer the phone and then acknowledge the prize to get it. And unfortunately, if you don't do that, you either put it in the answering machine, like you would say, thanks
message,
for Pro
yeah.
Flowers,
yes.
You, or you don't get anything. And, you know, I send you good blessings, good
yes.
sir, but unfortunately, it would probably be a good thing to do for the show to give the Pro Flowers to your wife, but... You see, Matthew, pastor, reverend, you also did not put your wife's name in the letter. So that's a twofer that I just, unfortunately,
rough.
if we knew your lovely bride's name, we could give her the flowers. Yes, Rob.
Normally, I'm a villain in a situation like this, but I'd like to offer something nice that might bring comfort to the pastor, as I'm sure he brings comfort to many on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Even though he did not answer his phone, and even though he did not mention the flowers
right.
in his
or
machine or the show. Yeah. How about this? How about on Monday's show, we give away double flowers to the next winner?
That's a great oh. idea.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've made somebody's day better.
You paid it forward.
You really did pay it forward, sir.
Praise right. the Lord.
Pastor Wyatt, congratulations. All right. There you go, Wyatt. Thanks a lot. We appreciate that. Have a blessed weekend, and I hope you have a full pulpit. I'm sorry, full pew on, no, you know what? To hell with it. We're going to give you the flowers.
Yeah!
We're going to give you the flowers. We could not take a man of the cloth and bust his chops like that and not give him flowers, but put your wife's name in the letter.
Hey,
thank you. I got
someone's going to heaven.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Pastor. That's it for all of us at the Michael Mara Show. Rob Spiewak, also Oscar Santana, and also Matt Ponyboy. Bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Good night and God bless.